Chapter 7. Oriha reigns in righteousness. Amid usurpation and strife, the rival kingdoms of Shul and Kohor are set up. Prophets condemn the wickedness and idolatry of the people, who then repent.
And it came to pass that Oriha did execute judgment upon the land in righteousness all his days, whose days were exceedingly many. And he begat sons and daughters, yea, he begat 31, among whom were 23 sons. And it came to pass that he also begat Kib in his old age. And it came to pass that Kib reigned in his stead. And Kib begat Korihor. And when Korihor was 32 years old, he rebelled against his father, and went over and dwelt in the land of Nehor. And he begat sons and daughters, and they became exceedingly fair. Wherefore, Korihor drew away many people after him. And when he had gathered together an army, he came up unto the land of Moron, where the king dwelt, and took him captive, which brought to pass the saying of the brother of Jared, that they would be brought into captivity. Now the land of Moron, where the king dwelt, was near the land which is called Desolation by the Nephites. And it came to pass that Kib dwelt in captivity, and his people under Korihor his son, until he became exceedingly old. Nevertheless, Kib begat Shul in his old age, while he was yet in captivity. And it came to pass that Shul was angry with his brother. And Shul waxed strong, and became mighty as to the strength of a man, and he was also mighty in judgment. Wherefore he came to the hill Ephraim, and he did molten out of the hill, and made swords out of steel, for those whom he had drawn away with him. And after he had armed them with swords, he returned to the city Nehor, and gave battle unto his brother Korihor, by which means he obtained the kingdom and restored it unto his father Kib. And now because of the thing which Shul had done, his father bestowed upon him the kingdom. Therefore he began to reign in the stead of his father. And it came to pass that he did execute judgment in righteousness, and he did spread his kingdom upon all the face of the land, for the people had become exceedingly numerous. And it came to pass that Shul also begat many sons and daughters. And Korihor repented of the many evils which he had done. Wherefore Shul gave him power in his kingdom. And it came to pass that Korihor had many sons and daughters. And among the sons of Korihor there was one whose name was Noah. And it came to pass that Noah rebelled against Shul the king, and also his father Korihor, and drew away Kohor his brother, and also all his brethren, and many of the people. And he gave battle unto Shul the king, in which he did obtain the land of their first inheritance, and he became a king over that part of the land. And it came to pass that he gave battle again unto Shul the king. And he took Shul the king, and carried him away captive into Moron. And it came to pass, as he was about to put him to death, the sons of Shul crept into the house of Noah by night and slew him, and broke down the door of the prison, and brought out their father, and placed him upon his throne in his own kingdom. Wherefore the son of Noah did build up his kingdom in his stead. Nevertheless, they did not gain power any more over Shul the king, and the people who were under the reign of Shul the king did prosper exceedingly and wax great. And the country was divided, and there were two kingdoms, the kingdom of Shul and the kingdom of Kohor, the son of Noah. And Kohor, the son of Noah, caused that his people should give battle unto Shul, in which Shul did beat them and did slay Kohor. And now Kohor had a son, who was called Nimrod. And Nimrod gave up the kingdom of Kohor unto Shul. And he did gain favor in the eyes of Shul, wherefore Shul did bestow great favors upon him. And he did do in the kingdom of Shul according to his desires. And also in the reign of Shul there came prophets among the people, who were sent from the Lord, prophesying that the wickedness and idolatry of the people was bringing a curse upon the land, and they should be destroyed if they did not repent. And it came to pass that the people did revile against the prophets, and did mock them. And it came to pass that King Shaul did execute judgment against all those who did revile against the prophets. And he did execute a law throughout all the land, which gave power unto the prophets that they should go whithersoever they would. And by this cause the people were brought unto repentance. And because the people did repent of their iniquities and idolatries, the Lord did spare them, and they began to prosper again in the land. And it came to pass that Shaul begat sons and daughters in his old age. And there were no more wars in the days of Shaul, and he remembered the great things that the Lord had done for his fathers in bringing them across the great deep into the promised land. Wherefore he did execute judgment in righteousness all his days.